With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says American warships and troops will remain around Iran until a real agreement and the war is reached. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With a 14-day ceasefire in place, the president said U.S. armed forces won't be returning home immediately. Writing on social media, he said America's military presence will remain until both sides reach a real agreement, a deal, he said, that would prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons and keep the Strait of Hormuz open. The president went on to warn that if the U.S. and Iran cannot permanently end the war, then, in his words, the shooting starts bigger and better than before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man is under arrest for the disappearance of his wife in the Bahamas. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Police in the Bahamas have arrested a man for the disappearance of his wife, who vanished while on an 8-foot motorboat in the Bahamas. Officials say 55-year-old Lynette Hooker and her husband Brian Hooker were traveling from Hopetown to Elbow Cay Saturday when, according to the husband, his wife fell overboard with the boat's keys, causing the engine to turn off. Police say strong currents carried the woman away. Lynette Hooker's daughter, Carly Aylesworth, tells NBC News her mom was an experienced sailor and that it's unlikely she would just fall off the boat. She also says the couple had a history of not getting along, especially when drinking. I'm Donna Warder.
First Lady Melania Trump has delivered a statement at the White House denying ties to Jeffrey Epstein and knowledge of his crimes. The First Lady said online accusations that she was involved in Epstein's crimes are baseless lies. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points, the S&P advanced 41. This is SRN News. Some Christians struggle with doubt.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about 1 in 4 also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spent hours Tuesday before the State Education Board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners to 12th graders. The board's also considering social studies standards. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Britain's top diplomat today rejected Iran's push to charge ships for traveling through the Strait of Hormuz.
And no country should be allowed to hijack these international shipping routes that impact the entire world and the entire world's economy.
That's UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. The U.S. economy did not grow as much in last year's fourth quarter as previously thought.
Downgrading its previous estimate, the Commerce Department reports economic growth from October through December slowed to a 0.5% annual pace. That's down from the prior 0.7% estimate. Economic expansion was slowed by the 43-day partial government shutdown. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Freddie Mac reports a modest pullback for mortgage rates this week, down to 6.37%. Oil prices rose, but stocks did well on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was up 275 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.